So tonight I have for, I'm going to be interviewing someone. I know I've interviewed him before, but you know what? With this guy, once is just not enough. Now, he has been on a lot of major D expeditions, usually leading them. And for some strange reason, they usually win D Expedition of the Year. I'm talking about none other than Bob Alphen, K4UEE. Welcome back, Bob.
Thank you very much, Val. It's great to be back. The last time I was on your show was in January before we went to Navassa.
And I understand, speaking of Navassa, you got some news for us. You just finished doing a couple of videos on your last two D-Expeditions. Which two were those?
Well, a year and a half ago, it was a trip to Amsterdam Island in the Indian Ocean. The call sign was Fox Tango 5 Zulu Mike, but the recent DVD that we've just completed is for Navassa. The call sign was K1N.
Now, I know you do these on a regular, I mean, how long, you go on all these D-Expeditions. How long have you been making these D-Expedition videos so people can get a glimpse at the adventures and the behind the scenes involved with these D-Expeditions?
The first one I did was about 15 years ago after coming back from Kingman Reef, K5K. So 2000, the year 2000 was the first one. It's in addition to de-expeditioning and de-exing photography and video and making these great videos of adventures are kind of my second hobby.
And they are great, and I appreciate you let me use, I know, the video from Malpelo when I did an episode here on Ham Nation showcasing Malpelo. Now, you've got, what, 10 different DVDs available of D-Expeditions that you've been on? Is that right?
Yes, there's 10 of them now, and they're all very different, just like the adventures themselves were very different.
Now, when people get these DVDs, what do they usually use them for?
A lot of people have a personal collection of ham radio-oriented videos or DVDs. Others purchase these to use at club meetings. Others use them at meetings with the Boy Scouts or maybe newcomers to the hobby to kind of interest them in the DX side of this great hobby. There's some folks that buy them for gifts. A lot of XYLs buy them for their OMs.
You know, that would make a great gift. And speaking of meetings, I'm going to tell you, we just came from our CARS meeting, the Kankakee Amateur Radio Club up in Kankakee. And that meeting was on FT5ZM, and they showed the FT5ZM video. And they actually, at their club meeting, had the most members they've ever had. It broke a record. And that club's been around a long time. But also Jerry was there answering questions because he was on the D-Expedition. So that may have had something to do with it. But
yeah,
I think we have a clip of FT5ZM. If you want to roll that, Brian, give people a taste of what these DVDs show.
There's probably a total of 6 days in the packing altogether at this point.
I wish I was going to be there. This is going to be so cool.
I think that we ought to be talking about the antennas needed for Jerry's wedding.
This is Tuesday, the 14th, in Fremantle. The plan is to have 10 antennas, monobanders, 5 at each of the two sites.
I am getting this thing ready, this cable ready, to hook to the bottom of the antenna.
The thing you're going to use the most of while you're on board, and it sometimes can be the most difficult thing to understand, is the toilets.
Well, after about a year and a half, we're on the way.
You're not going to eat all that, are you?
Sure.
So we're pretty much smack on halfway right now from Fremantle to Amsterdam Island. And it's nice to see 99% of the Teletubbies are alive.
Such a beautiful small island lost in the middle of nowhere.
This is the site Mataf, M-A-T-A-F. It was assigned to us. It's the lower site. It looks like a big, big multi-station.
Roger, Hotel Bravo 3, Yankee, Yankee Delta. Thank you, 5-9.
Thank you,
Charlie Whiskey 1, Quebec, November, 5-9. Fox Tango 5, Zulu Mike, 505 and above.
And this is a method we use to attach the four stations here at Mataf to the eight antennas we have. This is the 160-meter antenna at Antonelli, which is our QTH up on the side of the volcano. So four people come up every morning for 24 hours. Four people go down in the morning and sleep most of the day.
12 meters opened up, and I was going solid for I don't know how many hours until the band closed last night.
The chef of Amsterdam.
And I make pastry for lunch.
Merci beaucoup.
100,000 cues. I think we've probably exceeded our expectations so far.
Kilo Tango 8 Delta. Kilo Tango 8 Delta 5-9.
Oh, the video camera got destroyed, so you were okay on that one, Bob?
Yes, I bought another video camera on eBay.
Oh. So you didn't go in the drink there?
No, almost.
Yeah, that looked pretty rough. I know you guys were trying to beat out a typhoon, they call them, south of the equator, right?
Yeah, there was an oncoming storm, and we were in a big hurry to get on our way, and we just barely got out of there in time.
Yeah, I remember sat phoning with Jerry. I was the lead pilot on that one, and they said if you didn't get out within the next few hours, you weren't going to be getting out for days. So it's a good thing you guys got out. Unfortunately, the camera didn't make it, but I did see that video at that club meeting, and that was a wonderful video. And I just got to say this, too. I've been the activities manager for a local repeater when I first started in amateur radio, and the hardest part of the job, maintaining the roster or keeping up with the dues or doing the monthly newsletters. The hardest part was actually finding people to get up and give presentations every month. And these videos work out great. You just pop them in, push a button, and voila, it's your meeting. Because they're, 45 minutes to an hour each video?
Yeah, typically 40 to 50 minutes, right?
Okay. Yeah, and they're great for that. And I like the idea of for Boy Scouts or even science teachers. And the really cool thing is it kind of exposes some new hams to DXing and the adventures that you could enjoy if you get into DXing. Now, I know the latest one you just finished, that was K1N, right? Amsterdam Island? Navassa, right?
Navassa Island, yes. It took us 13 years to get permission from U.S. Fish and Wildlife to activate Navassa. And we did it earlier this year. I took some video. We've just completed all of the editing and the production, and I am really, really proud of it.